Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Tuesday, December 28. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, where are the missing workers? Just ahead. Well, it's impossible to talk about the year 2021 without including the overwhelming effect that the pandemic and the vaccine have had on this country and our economy. Those effects are now starting to really show up in the economic data that comes across my desk each day. What strikes me currently is the impact that these health issues are having on the labor market in particular. And even though it's early in the process, and certainly all of the data is not yet conclusive, there are certain trends that are building which may give us insight into where we are headed. So although this might be premature by any academic standard, it's what we do in investments. We try to gain an early insight into where things are headed. Our objective isn't to be academically perfect. Our objective is to get the jump on the competition and perhaps present insight that others haven't yet come to. Now, any discussion of health is bound to have a great deal of influence over the labor markets. To set the stage, as I see it, there are two camps in this country, the pro-vaxxers and the anti-vaxxers. And from what I'm told, the pro-vaxxers are about two-thirds of the population, while the anti-vaxxers are about the remaining third. I really have no idea if that's correct or not, but that seems to be the accepted estimate currently. Now, both groups have a disincentive to go to work. As for the pro-vaxxers, there's the ever-present threat of catching the disease. And it may surprise you to learn that for the anti-vaxxers, they're almost equally disinclined to go to work for fear that those who may have been vaxxed may be shedding metabolites such as the spike protein. Now, we don't need to go into the science behind all that here, but the critical part is to realize in our discussion that it is virtually everyone has a reason not to want to go to work, a feeling that work may not be as safe as we previously thought. I point your attention to the tremendous lines at the COVID testing station that we saw this weekend, lines which incidentally included several of my family members, as an indication of just how focused the American people are on this issue currently. So understanding that COVID is front and center on the nation's mind, and that people may be reluctant to go to work because of it, let's see if there are any data points that might confirm a trend in the economy. Now, what began my thinking here was the announcement by the airlines over the Christmas holiday that something like 5 or 6,000 domestic flights were delayed or canceled. "We have a labor issue," said the airline spokesman. "Simply not enough staff to board passengers and baggage and then fly the planes." Now, all year, we've been reading that there are a tremendous number of jobs available, but no one wants to take them. Earlier this year, the number of job openings peaked at just about 12 million, and although the number has come down slightly for the last couple of months, right now it looks like we're headed back up to that record 12 million job openings. And I'm sure that some of those job openings are in the airline industry. Another worrisome statistic in the labor market is the number of workers who are quitting their jobs. 10 years ago, we were averaging just about 1.5 workers who would leave their job each year. Just 2 months ago, that number doubled to 3 workers leaving their job per year. That in itself can put a tremendous strain on the factories, offices, and yes, even those airlines, as they try to continue operations at maximum levels. Which brings us to our final indication that this economy is facing some labor force headwinds, as a significant number of workers are still reticent to return to work. Overall, we know that before the pandemic struck in February of 2020, we hit an all-time record high with 164.6 million workers employed. Today, we're about 2.5 million workers below that level, representing a decline of about 1.5% of the total workforce. Now, a simple analysis would say that today's economy continues to function below optimal levels. So these three simple data points which tell us that from a labor perspective, this economy is experiencing trouble. An all-time record number of job openings, an all-time record number of workers quitting their jobs, and roughly 2.5 million fewer workers employed today than when the pandemic began less than 2 years ago. Add these three numbers together, and you have an indication that this economy may seriously slow unless we can bring labor back. Well, overnight we had some very good news coming out of Japan, where industrial production for the month of November gained over 7%, putting Japanese industrial production for the year solidly in the green. Here in the U.S., we'll shortly get the latest reading on the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, expected to show yet another solid gain for the month of October. Also later, we'll get the latest industrial production numbers from the Richmond Regional Federal Reserve Bank. Now, there are no major earnings reports on the calendar for today. And that's the value side for Tuesday, December 28. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.